I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, and we have major breaking news this morning. A regional jet for American Airlines from Wichita has collided with a Black Hawk helicopter as it was trying to land at Reagan National Airport near Washington.
60 passengers and four crew members were on board that jet as it was coming in from Kansas. An Army official says three soldiers were on board the helicopter. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says President Trump is monitoring and...
There are many interagencies that are working on this response right now. Both federal and local law enforcement are working together on the ground to try to save as many lives as possible.
The plane is in the Potomac River and crews are in emergency boats in the water looking for victims. Video from an observation camera at the Kennedy Center nearby shows two sets of lights consistent with aircraft appearing to join in a fireball. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And U.S. Figure Skating has confirmed in a statement that several of its community members were on board the aircraft.
A late-night news conference was held at Reagan National Airport following the crash. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly outlined the rescue efforts.
At 8:48, an alert was sounded, initiating a large regional response to a report of an aircraft crash on approach to the airport. This response includes first the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority's Fire Department, the District of Columbia Fire Department, the Metropolitan Police Department, and the U.S. Park Police to respond into the area and to sort that out. At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. We have boats from all throughout the region, police and fire boats. We have a mutual aid agreement in Washington, D.C., the National Capital Region Mutual Aid Agreement administered by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, and we're all operating under that. We're operating under a unified command. Everybody's together. So we also have requested state police helicopters from Maryland, and the Coast Guard helicopter is working. So this is a state and federal response as well. U.S. Coast Guard's got some boats in the water as well. So it's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river. So they're out there working. We're doing everything we can to keep them safe.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu spoke to reporters from Eisenhower National Airport last night following the crash of Flight 5342. She said the airline informed her about the crash, but little information was able to be confirmed at that early stage.
We are waiting for further information that is confirmed. At this time, as a council, we really want to ask each and every Wichitan, Kansan, and American to pray for everyone involved in this incident, whether involved in the incident in D.C. or those who are helping with the rescue efforts. I do know that American Airlines continues to tell us that the rescue efforts are ongoing. And as a council, again, our thoughts, our prayers are with everyone. And we just ask that everyone wait for confirmed information before they share.
She added that she had not yet been able to speak with family members of any of the passengers on the flight.
Also at that news conference in Wichita last night, Director of Airports Jesse Romo says more information will be coming from the airline or the NTSB, but they do not have a family support team activated.
We have a lot of volunteers that come in to help out in a situation like this that will be here in the terminal if they do want to come to this point. But we also encourage them to stay home and stay in contact with the airline, and they'll be getting official word directly as well.
they do have a family support team that has been activated. American Airlines does have a helpline as well for friends and family to get information on that flight. That phone number is 1-800-679-8215.
U.S. senators from Kansas have responded to the crash. More on that coming up. KNSS News time now, 6:04.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.